This can't be happening. After Kate left the room, I must have rolled over and fallen back to sleep, and now I was dreaming. There was no other explanation, because the scene in front of me was plucked directly from my worst nightmare, and no way was it really happening. The current dread was such a contrast from how I'd been floating on air only a few minutes before. Cade had promised he would see this through with my father, and maybe that was more about his own relationship with Dad, but I could tell things were changing. I could feel the tether between us, the one that had always been there, had never broken even when we'd been apart. And instead of yanking at it, trying to break free like he had earlier in the week, it had started to feel like he was shortening the leash, pulling me closer. And I was ready to stop resisting being pulled. I was ready to tell him everything, and that felt pretty damn good. With the truth on my mind, I'd thought of Tate and reached for my phone. It had been a while since I'd checked in on him, and even though I knew he was mature enough to handle being alone with the neighbor keeping an eye on him, I still got anxious when I didn't hear from him for too long. The fact that my phone wasn't anywhere in the room demonstrated just how distracted I'd been in my old home. Had I really not texted Tate since I arrived? Panicking before it was necessary, I'd jumped out of bed and thrown on a change of clothes so I could go look for it. Then when I'd come downstairs, the sound of an engine drew my gaze to the window, and I saw a car I recognized. A Nissan Versa that I'd signed a lease on only 3 months before, and any chance that it could just be a coincidence disappeared when the engine stopped and the driver that stepped out had a face I knew by heart. A face that had earnestly sworn to never take the car out on the highway if I wasn't with him when I'd handed over the keys. And the only way to get here from Boston was by highway, so either he'd broken that promise, and he was not prone to breaking promises, or I was dreaming. Definitely dreaming. Because why would Tate even be here? He thought I was at a conference in New York. He didn't have any reason to think I'd be elsewhere, and even if he did, he couldn't suspect I'd be at my childhood home, and he certainly had no way of figuring out how to get here. He'd been only 7 when we'd last been here together. He didn't know the name of this town, let alone the address, and that was why he couldn't be here. Could not. There was no way. This was not how Cade was finding out about him.
I dialed the last number that had called me and put the phone up to my ear. Mind if I step away to make a phone call? Sure, it's going to take me a bit to get... Donovan answered before the kid finished his sentence. What's up? I stepped away from the counter, heading down an empty store aisle. Another kid went missing over Thanksgiving, a girl. Don't know her name. I could hear the sound of typing. Donovan Googling the information, I suspected. Are you sure? I don't see anything about it when I search. Being labeled a runaway. Of course. How did you hear about it? I wasn't going to admit my slip-up with the keychain. Overheard someone talking about it at the hardware store. Here's the thing, though. Apparently, there's another kid that came forth and accused someone that works at the school of foul play. Daddy Stark? Possibly. The cops dismissed it because the kid that came forth was in possession of drugs. Sounds a little convenient. That's what I thought. A partner in the police might explain how Stark had gotten away with his dirty side hustle for so long. But also, you don't understand how that man is revered around here. He doesn't need anyone doing him favors. People believe the best of him already, no matter what proof is brought against him. Donovan considered. This is good, actually. He was often several steps ahead of me, but I didn't see anything good about another missing kid, and I said as much. No, but it's recent, and that's good. Another creak of his chair, and he was typing again. Getting that drive in his safe is only step one, you know. It isn't going to bring him down until it's discovered, and it's not going to be discovered until there's reason to look. A recently missing kid could be exactly the flag we need, especially if there's a witness and we can establish a pattern. Didn't you say that Arnold kid that went missing when you were there happened over a long break? Spring break. And this had happened over Thanksgiving. I'll go back and see if I can detect that sort of pattern with the other missing kids. Meanwhile, think you can talk to the witness?